Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall.
How are you doing?
Fine. How about you?
I came into a sick cat here this morning at the station.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. No, she'll go off to the vet. He'll go off to the vet a little bit later on. But, you can always tell him, you didn't greet me at the door of one of the cats. And I had to go find him. And when they hide like that, that they're just not feeling well. So, but hopefully,
I was just going to say, do you think it's anything major?
No, I don't think so. No. Probably chewed on something around here that he shouldn't have.
Right. Okay.
Like cats are wont to do. But anyway, it's a lot cooler this morning. It was 52 degrees at my house.
All right. And it's going to be a beautiful day. Partly sunny, pleasant, 75 to 80. Clear tonight, mid-50s. Sun and patchy clouds, low 80s Wednesday. Mid-80s, partly sunny Thursday. Sunny to partly cloudy, more humid, around 90 Friday. Still holding with showers and thunderstorms Saturday. They should move out sometime Saturday night. Sunday and Monday will be fair, warm, and less humid.
Well,
nothing has changed. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds exactly the same.
Yeah, nothing has changed. Happy about that.
Well, I mean, I wish it got back to being warmer, but that's going to happen sooner or later.
Well, 90 on Friday. How much warmer do you want?
92, 93.
Well, you can have it.
I know. I'm the only one that wants that. Nobody else wants that.
No, absolutely not.
Nobody else wants it. Oh, well. So I saw a movie on Netflix last night, and I can't remember the name of it.
Are you kidding?
And I can't remember who starred in it, but it was a fun action movie. Woody, guy who plays Woody Woody Harrelson was in it. That's his name, right?
Yes.
Let me see if I can find it. The Man from Toronto.
Never heard of it.
From Toronto. It's new. And it's an action movie. It's a comedy movie. As well. It was pretty good. What's his name? Kevin Hart's in it as well.
Oh, okay.
And it's fun. There's a little bit of gore in it, not much, but it's fun. And it's dark humor. So The Man from Toronto. The Man from Toronto. I don't know, like I say, it's a fairly new movie, so I don't know if it's been reviewed or anything like that. By any of the major reviewing things. But I think you would like it.
And where is it on? What network?
Netflix.
Oh, okay. Okay. See if I could catch that. Last night I was watching Hulu, and I heard a pop. I said, I wonder what that is. Now, I never noticed before, but we have a surround sound system like you do.
Yep.
And when I am watching regular TV, I have to turn on my receiver.
Yep.
To generate the surround sound.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but when I go over to Netflix and Hulu and all of that, I'm going on the Fire Stick. So I'm going on to another input of the TV, and I need to shut off the amp. Otherwise, I'm going to be getting the sound from what was coming through from Verizon Fios.
Yep.
So I never noticed before, but I'm thinking to myself, there was a pop. What could that have been since the surround sound wasn't on? I put my ear to all the speakers. Of course, I didn't hear anything coming out of the surround sound speakers. Everything was coming out of the TV. So now today I'm going to have to explore if the pop was, I don't know where the pop came from. I mean, if the surround sound wasn't on, then it wouldn't have been any of the speakers, including the subwoofer.
Yeah.
So I don't know where the pop came from.
Hmm.
Yeah. So very questionable. I'm going to have to play around today, this afternoon, when I have some time, and I will, because the weather's going to be quiet.
I'll
play around with it and see.
Don't you miss the big surround sound and everything when you're watching stuff off the Fire Stick? Don't you miss that?
I never realized that when I was watching any of the streaming channels from Fire Stick that I wasn't getting surround sound. Never realized that. But I should have, because obviously the surround sound is connected to the receiver.
Yeah.
And if the receiver's off, you're not getting surround sound. So I never realized that. I don't know what I would have to do to get the surround sound into Fire Stick. That's because my friend David set that up. So I don't know what I would have to do to set that up, because right now, if I click on the receiver when I'm in Fire Stick and I hit the audio button, it's going to be bringing me the sound from Verizon Files.
We'll get your friend back in there to fix it.
Yeah, it's only one problem. He's in Dubai, Pennsylvania. Yeah, I'm going to have to look into that.
Do a FaceTime. Do a FaceTime with him.
Yeah, I could do that.
And show him the connections, and maybe he can help you out that way.
Yeah. I did email him this morning, and he said it sounds like it would be a capacitor. And he said usually when you hear something like that, the fix is not cheap.
No, it's if it's a capacitor, it's in your receiver.
Right.
It's a new time for a new receiver.
Right. I do have another one, so I mean, that's not a problem. But it can't be in any of the speakers, or could it be?
No, because if it were, all the speakers wouldn't be affected like that. If it's in all the speakers, then if it's in every speaker, there's nothing in the speakers that can pop, is what I'm saying. So whatever,
right, okay.
whatever's feeding the speakers did the popping.
Did the popping, but that wasn't on last night when I was watching Netflix. Oh, Hulu.
Yeah, that's strange.
See, the receiver was off. Yeah, that's why I'm going to look into it this afternoon. I'll do a little prying around and see what I come up with. But in the meantime,
hey, we got some rain. We got some rain yesterday afternoon.
So some places got some good rain. Other places did not.
There's still puddles out in front of my house. Yeah.
You know, Eastern Connecticut picked up 1 to 2 inches of rain. Not nearly that much here.
No, probably got a quarter inch of rain around here.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, exactly. So it really did vary from spot to spot with the front. Very humid yesterday until the front came through. And then, of course, things cleared up. So, quiet weather, just quiet. By the way, they're watching a tropical disturbance approaching the Windward Islands. Has 40-mile-an-hour winds. They're still thinking along the lines it could become Bonnie, Tropical Storm Bonnie. It's moving west, so it'll be heading across coastal Venezuela. And then from that point, the hurricane center feels that it'll go into Central America. From that point, it could actually wind up in the Pacific. So that is the lowdown on that. Otherwise, just sit back, relax, and enjoy it, Marshall. There's nothing more to say.
Yeah, and we got a lot going on this week in Sharon. The summer concert series will kick off, and that kicks off tomorrow at the Pavilion down at the Veterans Field. And so the weather's going to be okay for that, even though they're at the Pavilion. But the weather's going to be okay for that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, on Friday, is Friday the 1st?
Friday's the 1st. That's the fireworks.
Yeah, it's fireworks at Lime Rock Park. And then I think Amenia has fireworks either on the 3rd or 4th. One of those days, Amenia has fireworks. So maybe we'll be lucky and we'll get to all our our shows and activities in with no problems.
Yeah, the only problem right now is later Saturday and into Saturday evening.
All right, we'll have to see what happens.
At the lake, they're doing the fireworks Sunday night. So they should be good. You should have no problems. And they really phenomenal job. Really great.
How much does it cost them to put that on?
I don't know. A couple of guys spend the money. And then, of course, the association asks cabin owners to make a donation. So I don't know how much they get in donations, but I could easily pay it cost them a couple of grand.
Well, at least. I mean, most of the time it's $10,000 for a decent fireworks show.
This is really a nice one. I would say it lasts about a half hour.
Wow.
They don't have the music with it, but they bring the barge to the middle of the lake, and they shoot everything off there. And it really is beautiful. From where I am, I could see the barge, and I'm in the screen porch, so I could sit in my screen porch and watch the whole thing.
And I bet you because it's in the middle of the lake, the booms must really echo.
It echoes. You're absolutely right. Echoes. And it's so dark up there. It's just beautiful. They do a great, great job. Each year gets better and better. Like our movies. Each year gets better and better.
All right. Hard to believe we're talking about the 4th of July, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And you know, once 4th of July hits, the next thing you see is all the back-to-school specials in the paper and everything like that. And you say, here we go.
Well, yeah, after 4th of July, the next thing is Labor Day.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's into the horrible months.
Yeah, let's not even think about it.
No, I know. It just goes by. The decent weather goes by much too quickly.
Yep. And talking about decent, partly sunny, pleasant today, folks. 75 to 80.
All right, Pat, we will check with you mañana.
All right, sounds good, Marshall. Take care.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.